Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, is with us for our daily business update. Ian, I think it would be fair to say that the old Irish glass bottle site in Poolbeg in Dublin has become one of the most famous potential house building sites in the country over the last couple of decades, and a major financial millstone for the state as well. A significant development today for a piece of land which could give us about 3,500 new residential homes if built upon.
Yeah, good evening, Matt. It is the last major undeveloped site in practically Dublin city centre. Nama call it Poolbeg West, but most people would know it as the former Irish glass bottle site. It's been vacant, Matt, for I think it must be about 15 years at this stage. But this evening, Nama have announced that they have chosen as the preferred bidder to help them develop that site, Johnny Ronan's company, Ronan Real Estate Group, and Colony Capital, whom we've spoken about several times, as it is selling up part of its business in Ireland, or part of the buildings it owns in Ireland. This will be a huge, huge site. We're talking 38 acres of land. As you said, the residential element of it is, what, 3,500 homes? And some of those, about 10%, will be social and affordable homes. But you're also looking at a major office development. You're looking at 1 million square feet of commercial space, a school, community areas. And again, this will require massive development over the next probably take 5 or 6 years once it goes ahead. Nama will still retain a stake in the company. So they are selling an 80% stake to Johnny Ronan and Colony Capital, and they will develop this site over the coming years.
Johnny Ronan always strikes me as a commercial property developer, maybe apartments. Does he do houses as well? Has he a track record in it?
Johnny Ronan and his previous business partners have done some residential development in Dublin. They have done some apartments. Look, I suppose if you look at the scale of this site, Matt, it is a mixed site. There will be commercial on it as well, which he is very much known for a number of developments. He's currently building the two biggest projects in the commercial space, the Facebook headquarters in Boss Bridge and Salesforce headquarters on the other side of the Docklands. Perhaps over time, they might want to bring in a residential partner. Who knows? Who knows how many of these homes will be for rental at some point in time? But it is, I suppose, a good vote of confidence in the housing market at the moment. The fact that Nama is going ahead with this project on the current time frame. It has been a process that has attracted a lot of interest. So there has been a good element of the fact that there's been international companies bidding here. There's been Irish developers. And at a time when the housing market is in a bit of a flux, because, of course, building sites were shut down. We do know house prices have begun to stall again. We do know building sites have, again, is there that much interest in new building at the moment when banks are seeing a decline in lending? So I think this scale of this project, Matt, is a sense that perhaps there is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel for the construction sector. And again, look, Matt, this is, homes will still be needed. Even when we get out of COVID-19, people will still need to live somewhere. So 3,500 houses and apartments don't come on stream every couple of weeks.
I just wonder what the demand will be for the commercial element of it. But let's move on, because a very interesting story about the telecoms technology firm OpenNet, which is being sold. And a lot of Irish people are going to make a lot of money out of this.
They will. And this is a company that's been in business since 1999. It's a software company. It makes software for telecoms companies, the likes of Air, BT are customers of it. Sold very late last night, just before midnight last night, for about 155 million euro. The company has been based in Dublin. It's got about 200-odd people here, about 500 worldwide. Its managing directors, Niall Norton and Joe Hogan, they'll do well out of it. Enterprise Ireland, a small shareholder, about 2%. A number of investment firms here in Ireland, but mostly abroad, will do well out of this sale. And again, over the last number of months, you and I have spoken about the number of deals that have fallen apart. Here is a sale that has gone through of an Irish company to an American company, a big American company called AmDocs. They're a big software company employing thousands of people in the US and around the world. So this is a big ticket deal. This company, this Irish company, was once one of the fastest growing companies in the country. Every year, Deloitte do a survey of fast growing companies by revenue. And this company for many years was near the top of that list. So this is a vote of confidence in the Irish software industry. And fair play to the number of people making money out of it. It's a long time to stick with a business. 21 years is a long time to get a return out of it. And that's quite a healthy return as well. 155 million euro for the shareholders there.
Now, earlier in the programme, we were asking, where's my refund, Ryanair? But now we want to talk about Aer Lingus, because today at the Oireachtas COVID committee, one of the pilots at Aer Lingus was worrying about the actual viability and future of that airline. Tell us about this.
Yes, this is the head of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, Captain Evan Cullen, who is an Aer Lingus pilot. He has been giving evidence before a committee, and he does have concerns about the viability of Aer Lingus in the long term, given the current restrictions on travel that people who come from, people who are not on the green list of countries, that they have to self-isolate or they have to isolate themselves for 14 days. And he does say this is having an impact on Aer Lingus's business, that it is losing about 1.5 million euro every day, he estimates, with very little revenue coming through. He said that Ireland was an outlier in the European Union in not allowing a greater level of travel, and that something needs to happen for Aer Lingus. Either the 14-day period has to go in its entirety, or Aer Lingus could require a bailout by the government. Now, Matt, separately this evening, Aer Lingus's parent company, IAG, which owns British Airways, Iberia and other airlines, has confirmed a report that it is looking to raise money from shareholders in the coming weeks. It's looking to raise around 2.75 billion euro by going to shareholders and asking them to buy more shares in the company. IAG, going into the COVID crisis, was a very strong airline, lots of profits, lots of built-up reserves, had somewhere in the region of 10 billion euro available to it. But the fact is, airlines have been burning through money very quickly, because even though the planes are on the ground, it still costs a lot of money to park them. You still had all of the staff expenses. Even though in the UK they've announced redundancy deals, they've also announced pay cuts with pilots. This just shows you, Matt, that even the strongest airlines, Ryanair, IAG, are struggling right now. And the fact is, Matt, it's not just the issues that have been going on for the last number of months with refunds and planes parked. I think, Matt, the demand for travel, even though skies are meant to be open across Europe, the demand for travel just isn't there. This is not a matter of selling seats very cheaply and getting people to fly at any price. This is a fact, Matt, that people are listening to the public health advice, people are listening to government advice, and are just not willing to take a risk travelling right now. And that will be very, very worrying for the airline industry.
Ian Guider, Markets Editor of the Business Post, as ever, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word at Today FM.
Today FM's Last Word on Business with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.